got a good show today, or, you know, 15 minutes worth anyway, so I won't bore you to death. I know most people don't, they stop listening after 15 minutes anyway, so it works out pretty good. That's about my, it's about my time frame. So what I want to talk about today is the fact, it's October 7th, 2020, so we're coming up on the big election. And I've had calls from several of my friends, people I know, really worried about this election, really concerned, thinking that, you know, maybe Trump's not going to win. This is going to be terrible. And I cannot guarantee you that Trump is going to win. There are a lot of unforeseen things going on in the world. But, I mean, the deep state, I mean, can they ballot harvest to the point where it makes a huge difference? I don't know. I don't think they're that smart. I could be wrong. But my friends are very, very concerned about this. They think that, it's looking bad. And I just want to reassure everyone. And I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium. I don't predict the future. But the people that I know, the people that I listen to, the people that do podcasts, that write articles, educated people, people without that do not have Trump derangement syndrome. They are telling me, now, mind you, there are five or six that I listen to on a daily basis. And very, very logical, logical people who use the facts and go from there. So they're saying, now, and mind you, these five people that I'm bringing up predicted in 2016 that Trump would win and Hillary Clinton would lose. Now, mind you, this is during an election cycle when the night before, the New York Times predicted that Hillary Clinton had a 95% chance of winning. I believe that was it. It was an astronomical amount. They just knew that she for sure was going to win. There was no doubt about it. And my five people that I listened to, very educated. Some are, you know, formally educated. Some are just, you know, school of hard knocks kind of people. They said that because she had not campaigned in the Rust Belt, that she would lose in the swing states, the key states, and she would lose the election. And guess what happened? She lost the election. So, I have a tendency to believe these people over a Fox News poll where they poll 200 people and 48% of them are Democrats, 22% are Republicans, and the rest are supposedly undecided. And then they come out with a 14-point swing, 14-point margin of victory for Joe Biden. It makes no sense. Joe Biden, during the primaries in Iowa, got 0.4% of the vote. Wasn't even a full half a percent. He came in fourth. That's right. He came in fourth in Iowa. He came in fifth in New Hampshire. Okay? Now, so you're going to tell me that this man who historically, if you lose in New Hampshire, you don't win that primary? Historically, presidents do not win the election. It has never happened before. Okay? So, I would just wish everyone would quit watching the mainstream media and this nonsense they're throwing around. Because if you think about it, they're making money on this. Okay? That's what they're in business to do, is to make money. Either by clicks on their website or viewership, and then they sell that with ads, you know, and make money off of that. They have to keep this interesting. All right? They have to make it seem like it's a close race. I liken it to watching a Super Bowl game. And think about it. think about, I can't think of the teams and everything, but think about a Super Bowl you watched years ago. I don't watch Super Bowl anymore. I'm done with professional sports. They're all full of it. I just can't do it. So I'm talking about years ago. Say 20 years ago. You and 15-year buddies are sitting around. Wives are there. Okay, we're watching the Super Bowl. Everybody's excited. The game starts. We're all excited, you know, watching it. We even watch the commercials. You know, commercials are interesting if they're done correctly. Okay, halftime rolls around. The score is 57 to 10. Okay? It's a blowout. Now, those 15 friends and their wives, what are they going to do? Okay, I know what I did. I was at a friend of mine's house, had a pool table, ping pong table, any number of things. What were we doing? We were playing pool and we were playing ping pong. And we were doing anything but watching the game, it may be out of the corner of our eye, because it was boring. Okay? So think about it. What do you really think they're attempting to do here? They're trying to keep you interested. Because that's the only way they can make money. Because if you know how advertising works, an advertiser, actually the client, is guaranteed a certain amount of people watching his commercial. And the network is guaranteeing that there will be that amount of people watching. And if there isn't, they either get a discount or they get it for free or they don't pay at all. Okay? So the networks, in order to survive, are making sure that this seems like it's a close game. And I don't believe it is. I don't believe it is. If you look at the, just as an example, look at the amount of people who attend Trump rallies. And then compare that to the amount of people who have attended Biden rallies. Now, I know Biden hasn't had that many, but he has had town halls. He's had little, you know, get-togethers. People knew he was going to be there. He's having single digits show up, maybe in the teens. Trump, on the other hand, has tens of thousands show up. So that alone tells me that enthusiasm alone, that gap is going to be hard to bridge for Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I still think, And I go with what one of the people that I watch says. He still believes that Hillary Clinton's going to take Joe Biden's place. Okay, before this election, Hillary Clinton will be the nominee. Now everybody says, "Oh, you can't do that. It's too late. It's too late. It's too fast." No. You don't know how things work. Okay, it has nothing to do with the Constitution. It has nothing to do with that. People say, that's unconstitutional. No, that's not how it works. It's not how it works. The DNC, the Democratic National Committee, all they have to do is say, we have decided to choose another candidate. Now, if you vote for Joe Biden, that vote will go to Hillary Clinton. That's all they have to do. They are a private company. The DNC is not part of the government, okay? It's a completely different thing. They can do whatever they want. That's why when they talk about these primaries being rigged and everything and how Bernie got screwed, there's nothing against the law on that. That's a private corporation. They can do whatever they want. They can have the person who wins, you can just say, no, we're not going to choose them. We're not going to do that. And at the end of the day, the electors will make the decision after the election. That's who actually ultimately decides. See, the president of the United States is not chosen on November 3rd, the day of the election. The president is chosen when the electors get together and they vote based on what, basically, supposed to be based on what their state decided. You know, the vote as far as the state was concerned. So it's not what you think it is. You think it's like hiring like voting for the dog catcher. President doesn't work that way, okay? It's not the popular vote. It's the Electoral College, which is completely different than a popularity contest. This isn't like running for, you know, student council president. Doesn't work that way. Okay, this is completely different. And the reason it is completely different is because if it didn't work that way, New York and California would be the ones choosing our president year after year because they're the most populous states in the country. They would be deciding alone. California, New York would choose every single time because there would be no way to beat them electoral-wise. So that's why I wanted to do this. I find it amazing that, you know, people are still, again, I don't want to go out and say that I guarantee 100%, you know, I could see into the future and tell you that Donald Trump's going to win this election. No, I can't do that. I can't guarantee you that. But what I will say is that I firmly believe, based on everything I've read, everything I've seen, everything I've heard, that he has a better shot than he did in 2016. He's got a better shot than then. They're showing he has improved and increased his Hispanic support. He's improved and increased his Black support. Now, you're not going to lose by 14 points nationally if you can win, you know, 20 or 25% of the Black vote. It's just not going to happen. The Democrats have to have the Black vote. They have to in order to win this. Hispanic would be great too, but they're not going to get it. People are sick of this. People are not energized by Joe Biden, not at any level. He's horrible. He's a horrible candidate. You couldn't have picked, if you'd have gone out and tried to pick the worst candidate to run for president, you couldn't have done better than Joe Biden. And then, to top it off, you couldn't have picked a worse vice president nominee. Kamala Harris she would be the only one I can think of that would be worse than Joe Biden, is Kamala Harris. She's divisive. She's terrible. She slept her way to the top. She's horrible, horrible, horrible issues, horrible, horrible, platforms, the things she stands for. It's terrible. So yeah, you couldn't have gotten a worse one. And that's what Democrats need to think about. Democrats that I know, Democrats that I love, you need to think about this. Biden is not going to be the president. Okay. He's just not. He's going to be a figurehead, and Kamala Harris is going to be running the show. Okay? This woman's a lunatic. And I used to be a Democrat. And to some degree, I still am. But I don't know who these people are, because they're not Democrats. I don't know who these people are. It's a different party. I don't know what it is. I'm partyless at this point. I am a drifted sea when it comes to politics, because there's no one to cling to. No one. I mean, I'm not a Republican, for God's sakes. I'm not. But I'm not going to stand by and support a party who has lost its mind. I'm just not going to. Barack Obama taught me that. You know, he lied to me and the country, you know, in 2012. Or no. 2012. Yeah. Was it 12? No, it was 2008. That'd be 12, 16. Yeah. Yeah. In 2008, he lied to the entire country. He lied. He said he was going to do things he never did. Never had any intention of doing. And I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But that guy was no good. And that's what broke me of being because the guy's got a D behind his name, I'm voting for you. That's insanity. I'm learning that as I get older. You know, there are, and to boot, don't let Trump kid you. He's not a Republican. He's not. Don't let him kid you. He only ran on the Republican ticket because he thought he had a better shot at winning than going with the Democrats, because they're so evil and so corrupt. He was a business Democrat. Bottom line, that's what he was. And he still is. I mean, his positions are not that far out. They're really not. They're not the ultra-conservative. I mean, he doesn't care about homosexuality. He doesn't care about gay rights. He doesn't care about LGBT. He doesn't care. Whatever. religion, whatever. He doesn't care. It's not like he's taking a stand on it saying you have to do A, B, or C. He's not. He's like, whatever. It's a free country, right? It's the way I feel about it. Do whatever you want as long as it's not illegal. That's a democratic view. It is. It is. Leave us alone. It's almost libertarian, but I mean, libertarians are basically Republicans that want to smoke dope. And I've never been a big fan of that, but whatever. You know, you can do whatever you want. People can be whatever they want. I don't really care. But at the end of the day, I'm going to sum this up. At the end of the day, I firmly believe that this is going to be a carbon copy, or close to that, of 2016. And that's where I stand. You guys have a good day.